Winston Churchill once said, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." I think courage is important because without courage, we can't practice any other virtue. Without courage, we can't become who we're called to be because we are too afraid of trying to please everybody and be everything. It helps us to rise above our fears in order to keep our eyes fixed on the ultimate goal. However, courage is dangerous without love and self-control, as we have heard in the second reading today in the letter of St. Paul. We need to know why we need to be courageous, who and what is courage for, else we will and have or can become destructive and imprudent toward ourselves and others. As Christians, our courage is fixated on the love of Christ and our evangelical mission to preach the gospel. We're called to bear all things, especially our hardship and trials, with the strength that comes from God Himself. Too many have lost the strength, willingness, or the perseverance on our journey of faith. Many have given up when things get hard, and abandon God when He doesn't give us what we want, or faith become an inconvenience for life. Christianity, I think, have becoming more and more a religion for only comfort, convenience, or benefit. Too few believe that their faith can move mountains and also pass overseas. Perhaps many things that God is supposed to move mountains and sea for us, granting us our heart desires and to give us whatever we want. But we don't believe that faith give us the courage to be faithful to the gospel. We don't believe that our faith can move much more than innate objects or natural elements like mountains or sea, because our faith can move hearts of people. Our faith or lack of faith dictates our society, make it more loving and God-centered in the truth, or self-serving and shallow with the objectification of people and endless search for temporary satisfaction, happiness, or successes. Perhaps we have forgotten that we are servants of the Lord and have made ourselves little gods who are in control. Perhaps we have forgotten that we are called to preach the gospel that frees us from the enslavement to sins, to live as sons and daughters of God, and have preached our own humanistic ideologies, agenda, and politics. It is very easy to manipulate, get attention, suppress and silence others to get what we want, even God Himself. But that only leaves us with ourselves and its self-centered pities, envy, jealousy, and cowardice, because we never taken the time to grow, mature, deepen, and love as He wants of us. Lourdes, Fatima, and other Marian apparition sites and messages always remind us to trust in God's faithfulness by reminding us of our need for prayer and conversion. Not just for ourselves, but also for the world at large. Even if destruction and trial is around us, God will not abandon us. He will get us through the trials that He did for His people time and time over and over again. We might end up in new shores or having struggled to climb the mountains of trial and hardship, but He will give us the strength. Too many in our world have given up too easily. We have lost the understanding of what it means to mature and to grow through faithfulness, perseverance, and with courage. It has been too easy to walk away and to give up instead of choosing to stay in the storm and grow in the hurt. To choose to will the good of the others, to love, to sacrifice and to make reparation where there isn't any obvious incentive to do so. That's real love. True love isn't of passing matters, of beneficial exchange, of political advantage, or the ability to do whatever is good, appealing for us, we think, because we're free and like to do so. It takes much perseverance, prudence, courage, and faithfulness, as well as supernatural grace, to stay, to love, and to will the good, to keep on growing and keep on loving, especially when it seems to be more humanly advantageous to abandon and to choose other appealing choices. We aren't perfect, and we will fail, that's for sure. But we should never stop trying. We should never be ashamed of the gospel and who we are as Christians. We are not perfect, but we will not let our will dictate the will of God for us. We give testimony to what His grace had and will continue to do in our lives, because we try to love and try to choose to love Him in good times and in bad, in success and in failure. We preach Christ and His love for us expressed on the cross in our daily journey. My brothers and sisters, take courage. Take heart and keep on loving Christ. May God be praised now and forever. Remember, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. May we have the courage to follow Christ always.